So we're going to continue with the Vajrasattva Sadhana, moving on to the power of regret. So the first paragraph of that in our text says, spend some time reviewing harmful physical, verbal, and mental actions you have done, both those you can remember and those you created in previous lives but cannot recall. Generate deep regret for having done these. Have a strong wish to be free from their suffering results and to avoid causing harm to others and yourself in the future. So we've touched on regret. Actually, we spent quite a bit of time on regret, and we're going to spend a lot more. This whole week is going to be looking at regret in terms of that power in its relationship to our purification practice. We keep saying it is the most important. And Pabanka Rinpoche gives us the reason. It's like if we have this regret, if we get regret right, if you will, everything else follows all by itself, because everything hinges on how, on the depth and our understanding of our regret. So this very first, like half a line, spend some time reviewing harmful physical, verbal, and mental actions you have done. So I suspect people have been doing that kind of a lot. So generally, I think we have two extreme reactions to that. Spending time reviewing harmful physical, mental, verbal actions we have done. One is you start looking and you go, oh my God. You look a little more and you go, oh my God. You look a little more and you go, oh my God, I'm so terrible. La, 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 la. And then you kind of dive into a deep depression. And it could take the rest of the retreat to get out of it. And that's one very common response. Another one is to look at, okay, I did that. Okay, purify those five things. Now purify them again. Now purify them again. Now purify them again. I'm out of things to purify. Also very common. And both of these are symptomatic of actually not really understanding regret correctly. And I think it must be very common, because in his commentary on this, Pabanka Rinpoche, who's a 20th century Lama, who's in his commentary on the Lama Rinpochenmo, he says it's not helpful to be either indifferent to one's misdeeds or to be afraid of them. Not helpful. Either to be indifferent or to be afraid. And that's generally where we go. But he says beginners must expiate them, and we do it vigorously for a long time. Then if we're not to be afraid of them, we're not to be indifferent of them, what's the fuel for expiating vigorously? It is the result of having faith in cause and effect. The result, it comes from having faith in cause and effect. So we have to spend some time understanding karma, cause and effect. And somebody's going to spend a lot more time talking about purification and karma, so I won't go into a lot of technical detail about it. But all of the teachings, including Jay Rinpoche, talks about how essential it is that our regret come from an understanding of the results of the action that we're purifying. If we think about the result of our action, then we should be able to get a little energy behind our regret, not as a feeling of guilt, not as a feeling of shame, but bringing a wisdom mind that says, oh, the wisdom that understands conventional reality, that things arise from, that results arise from causes. I created a cause that's going to have an effect that will be suffering for me and possibly for other people as well, and I don't want to experience that effect. That's kind of bringing a wisdom mind into then our practice of regret. So then how do we do that? I mean, we can spend a lot of time, we can spend the whole session just on this first line, because the power of regret takes a spotlight and really delves into what is this negative action. You know, looks at it through a really clear, bright light, analyzing from two different directions. So one is we look at the future. Study up on what you know about the effects of karma, If you don't know much about it, I really recommend that you go to the Lam Rim or any Lam Rim book and really look at what the teachings tell us about how our actions manifest, the results of our actions manifest. Nagarjuna's Precious Garland has a beautiful, like, six-verse list from verse 14 to verse 20, where he just enumerates very briefly, from killing comes short life. From stealing comes lack of resources. Click, 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 click. It's a short form. It's the Cliff Notes. But it gives you an idea of, oh, from killing comes short life. That means, and that comes after I have a negative rebirth. So killing caused a negative rebirth. Once I have a human rebirth again, then, oh, the effect is to have a short life myself. And then there's a whole lot of more subtle other possibilities. So we think about, what are the future results of this? We look at the specific action. Knowing what I know about cause and effect, what is the specific result I might experience as a result of this? And really meditate on that. Depending on where you are in relationship with thinking about rebirths in different realms, if you're comfortable with that, really think about, what does it feel like to have a rebirth in a body as a hell being, for example? What does it feel like to have a rebirth as an animal who must kill in order to live? This puts some fuel into our practice. And then we go back and analyze it from the other direction, which is, okay, what was in my mind when I was doing this action? Where did it come from? What was the motivation? What was the affliction that arose in my mind? How did this come about? And we can generate a lot of compassion for what arose there. That's really where we start to get over the guilt and look at, wow, look at that suffering being. Someone who's not me today, that was somebody else. That was somebody else who committed that action. And look at the suffering that was in their mind at the time. Look at the action that that person did. And look at the, and now look at the suffering that that is going to come as a result of that. Well, then I have some serious regret. Now I have some regret for this action. So I'm going to take a minute. I mean, just, is there anybody here who hasn't killed a mosquito? Yeah, we used to count them. We rejoiced in it. But, you know, it happens like that. What? You feel a little teeny prick. It doesn't even actually hurt. A little teeny prick. There's one moment of irritation. Whap! Do I have the intent to kill that being? Have I identified it correctly? Yes, that's a mosquito. Do I have the intent to kill that mosquito? Yes, I do. Did I do it with some force? Yes, I did. Did the mosquito die? Yes, it did. Did I see a big blob of my blood coming down my arm when I smashed it? I did. Therefore, I rejoiced that this guy was dead. And then we're off. We haven't thought about it again. But if we analyze it in this way and thinking, wow, look at the irritation mind. Look at the response to such a mild little thing. Look at the, you know, the angry response that was in my mind when I did this. And then imagine, so some other future life, I grow up in an environment where automatic weapons are just lying around the house and I'm used to them, I know how to use them. Here comes along a mosquito-sized irritation, boom. Gone, same mind. That's the same mind. And so this helps us both have some compassion for these things that arise in our minds, but they really give some fuel for our regret. So just to end with very briefly, Pabangka Rinpoche also does the analogy that we hear all the time, although it's a little bit expanded, about regret being like poison. But there's three people who have eaten poisonous food. One of them has already died. One is now sick. And one has not experienced the ill effects yet. So the one who's already died is the analogy for someone who's already committed a negative action and it has a negative rebirth, you know, a really painful rebirth. The one who is sick is one who's experiencing some ripening result right now. And we are hopefully the one who hasn't experienced the effect yet, but seeing that the other people are really getting sick, we want to get rid of that poisonous food as quickly as we can. Now there's a fourth possibility, and that is a fourth person has also eaten that food and doesn't know what happened to everybody else. And is just blithely living their life without being aware that there's any result whatsoever. So we could be one of those last two people. We could be the person who's aware and wants to eliminate the poison from our mind and use that as our regret, or we could just kind of be completely unaware and continue on our merry way without regretting, and therefore the suffering result is like absolute inevitable. So that's the beginning of the power of regret. And we'll talk more about that in the next couple of days.